Hey, it's Woody and Jim. We're excited to have a podcast because, you know, they don't give podcasts to just anybody.
I know.
The Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary kind of got us thinking because they did a little special on stuff that didn't age well.
Yeah. You
know, some of the bits they did that maybe thought of as really in bad taste now or really inappropriate.
Yeah, just like stuff that seemed okay then, but not anymore.
Yeah.
And we started thinking of stuff that we play even on the station here. That,
yeah, like, on a regular basis.
If you think about the lyrics, you're going, that's interesting. That didn't age well. Like, there's the song from The Knack.
From The Knack? I love The Knack. But then we did what we tell people not to do. We actually listened to the lyrics.
Yeah, we found this part that didn't age well. Yeah, if you didn't catch that, it was never gonna stop, give it up. Such a dirty mind, I always get it up for the touch of the younger kind. That's not good.
Yeah,
that's kind of like Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A minor. Not cool anymore.
Not like us.
Yeah.
Then there's the classic, because remember America's Dad, Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
you know
was huge.
How he kind of became a predator after that. When
yeah.
All the stuff came out about how he was, kind of
slipping
stuff into
drugs
people's
into drinks.
Drinks
and yes,
and then we found this old PSA, public service announcement, from Bill Cosby.
This is Bill Cosby. Now that everybody has told you about the dangers of doing drugs, I'd like to tell you about some of the benefits. Just imagine yourself unconscious, making a visit to a hospital emergency room. And remember what I say about doing drugs. I think you can say no.
The man
unless you're drinking a new Coke that I hand you
at my house. Yeah,
that's really kind of a shame.
That did not age well.
Another song that we play on the radio here on 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Totally Hard to Hear Now.
Yeah. It's a one-hit wonder from Benny Mardones. Yeah. Let's just see how far into the song we can go before it doesn't age well.
All right. Benny Mardones, you may have heard this song.
Ah, yes. It's a classic.
Yeah. So far, so good.
So far, it's timeless.
Yeah.
Let's see how far into the lyrics we can go.
She's just 16 years old.
Okay. That's as far as we could get.
Not good. No. Did not age well. No.
What was okay in 1985 is not okay in 2025.
Just no. It's just a no.
Yeah.
Yeah. A minor. Yeah, we just don't do that now. So, that's why we always suggest it's better to just kind of like, you know, bob your head. Don't listen to the words too closely.
Don't listen to lyrics. It's always a bad thing. It'll either confuse you or shock you or frighten you.
So if you have any examples of things that just didn't age well that you'd like to share with us, we'll do this on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah.
Where we just notice things.
Yes. Didn't age well.
No.
Three things you want to know this morning. Scientists were predicting an asteroid could hit the planet Earth in the year 2032.
Right.
It was a small chance. Then they raised it to 3% chance.
Right.
Luckily, now they've lowered it again to 0.28% chance.
Okay.
Whew. Wow. Dodged one there.
Who knows? We'll just have to report this every day. It could be changing. Yeah. It seems to be every 24 hours. It's a 50% chance tomorrow.
Some guy threw a rock off the Batman building downtown. It could strike the earth at any second.
Or it could be, like you said before, a chair being thrown off the top
rooftop bar. That's right.
Those chances, unfortunately, are very high.
Very high.
Groundbreaking clinical trial at Sloan Kettering could be a game changer for anyone with pancreatic cancer. So the study combined like regular treatments and they found a very specialized vaccine, and it teaches the immune system to recognize and attack those cancer cells.
Oh, that's awesome.
And one person who has been in the clinical trial has been cancer-free for 4 years. So that, I guess it could help people that have pancreatic cancer and could come to a vaccine that would prevent it
from happening. Yeah. Wow, that is amazing.
That could That's very, very good news.
Hey, congratulations to Memphis, Tennessee. It was ranked by Wallet, Hub, and U.S. News as the most dangerous city in America. Even worse than Detroit, New York, St. Louis.
It's been at the top
of
most violent places, biggest murder capital. Things aren't going well there.
Yeah, I guess they made their decision after they saw elementary school kids playing Glock, paper, scissors. Thank you.
We're here all week. Terrible situation.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning from our Eurostone studios. Thanks for tuning in. It became official. ABC has said there's going to be a 911 TV series based in Nashville that'll debut in the fall.
And this is not following like a 911 situations that actually happened. This is like a drama.
Yeah,
a
dramatized
thing. Yeah. This is the first TV show I think we've had like based here since the TV show Nashville.
Right.
Which was a big boon to the town, brought a lot of people here.
Yeah. So I don't know. Will this be a good thing or a bad thing? Is this going to make people want to come to Nashville if they see what's going on and move here, which we're against?
You know, if they're accurate about what Nashville's really like now with, you know, all the extra tourists and the people that have moved here and, you know, made things more crowded, I think it could discourage people from coming here, maybe that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, if they see, you know, there's reports of, you know, like, you know, a drunk racist country singer throwing chairs off a rooftop bar and killing tourists, you know, if they see that, they say, oh, that's just going to be, you know, it happens all the time.
What's that? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I just been handed, they just printed out some of our people found actual episode descriptions for the first season.
All right, they're already writing the episodes. Yeah. That's excellent.
So let's see here. Let me just do a sample of them. Let's see. There's the Belmont Mom Meltdown is the title of the episode. It says a West End Starbucks goes into crisis mode when a mom in a Belmont University mom sweatshirt has a breakdown after learning there's no oat milk. And the barista presses the emergency button, summoning a crisis negotiator.
Right. Have to settle her down in her I need to speak to the manager haircut.
Oh, let's see. Okay, oh, this one looks good. Honky Tonk Ambulance Chase.
Hmm.
A drunk tourist jumps into the back of an actual ambulance thinking it's a pedal tavern. The paramedics are forced to pull over when she starts demanding a DJ in White Claws.
Woo! Okay, well, that would be
good. I'm starting to get behind this.
All right, yeah.
All right, one more. Hipster Distillery Distress. A bartender at a trendy East Nashville distillery loses consciousness after inhaling too many artisanal smoked cocktail fumes. The team must perform CPR while dodging bearded guys arguing about bourbon.
And this is all totally accurate.
This is all real scripts.
All right.
Coming to the new Nashville 911 show on ABC.
And if it means we have Rob Lowe hanging out in a fireman's helmet, that sounds great.
Works for me. We interrupt the Woody and Jim Show podcast to play for you what they were talking about once they went to commercials.
Okay, here's some of the Nashville 911 TV series script ideas that we didn't get to on the air.
Yeah. So why don't you kick us off?
There's one called Broadway Rooftop Rescue.
Ooh.
A bachelorette climbs onto the neon sign at Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk, refusing to come down until her fiancé texts her back. Meanwhile, paramedics try to navigate the sidewalk scooters and pedal taverns blocking their way. That's true life.
I mean, that's real. That's real stuff. Another episode entitled The Hot Chicken Heist. A tourist attempts to smuggle an extra-hot Prince's Chicken sandwich onto a plane at B&A, causing its full TSA lockdown when it sets off the biohazard sensors.
Don't ask for extra hot Nashville chicken.
No.
Here's one called Opryland Airbnb Disaster. Ooh. A group of influencers rents a houseboat on Percy Priest Lake, unaware that it's not actually a floating Airbnb, but an old floating Opryland theme park concession stand. A water rescue ensues while the influencers try to go live on Instagram. Let them drown, I say.
I can see it happening. Here's the episode. I think it's a Halloween episode. The Ryman Ghost Hunt Gone Wrong for Nashville 911. A group of ghost hunters sneaks into the Ryman at night and gets stuck in a stairwell. They call 911 claiming to see a ghost that's haunting them. But it's just Tanya Tucker working as a ticket taker there. Wow.
There are ghosts in the Ryman.
Celebrity
cameo. The ghostly hologram of Tanya Tucker.
Who's still alive.
Here's another. Yeah, that's right. She's still alive, but still a ghost. Weird how that works. Here's the plot to another upcoming Nashville 911 episode. Titans tailgate trauma. A frustrated fan consumes Titan-sized hot dogs, says he's going to eat all the hot dogs until the Titans win a game. He will require an emergency extraction from the Nissan Stadium via helicopter when he can't get through the doors after an entire winless Titans season.
Oh, no.
Ouch. Hurts, but accurate.
Doesn't bode well for our future. And here's one last episode, Dolly Parton mural incident.
Ooh.
A tourist climbs up the Dolly Parton mural downtown to get the perfect selfie, only to get stuck and require a dramatic aerial rescue. Dolly herself calls in, telling them to just be sweet and don't sue anybody.
I wonder what part of Dolly Parton they got stuck in. Okay, we can let your imagination go wild. There, upcoming episodes of the new ABC series, 911 Nashville.
Now back to the rest of the podcast.
It has been brutally long getting to a Friday.
Yeah, and I guess the good news is that it may, for a brief moment at least, get over freezing today.
Yes.
Even though it's like 11 right now, it's supposed to get up to like 35. So maybe people will be brave enough to venture out of their homes.
Under the blankets now, yeah. Going, oh, it's nice under here, but I really need to use the bathroom and get out.
Yeah. It's been, I have to admit, for people who have been out, like, you know, we were out yesterday, and it was because it was, the roads were dry.
Roads are dry empty.
Yeah. So it was nice. It was like I Am Legend, the movie, but you could still get a sandwich or something. You know, you could still,
that's right.
Still go to Taco Bell.
I know. We were around town and like, yeah, you could easily walk in and like get a table anywhere.
Yeah. There was lots of parking, even in East Nashville, which was amazing.
Yeah. So but a ton of the schools are still closed.
Some of the today. Some of the county schools.
The list I saw was pretty long. A lot of them, especially in the outer areas, away from Davidson County. The weird thing I'm trying to figure out is the schools have been getting delayed 2 hours.
Right. I know Melissa works at Murfreesboro City School, and they're on a 2-hour delay today.
Yeah, and a lot of schools are doing that, and like, I don't remember that as a kid, so I'm trying to wonder, like, what's the benefit of letting the kids come in 2 hours late? Like,
yeah.
Is it...
Maybe you show up at school at, like, you know, 7:15, 9:15, it's, you know, 3 degrees warmer.
Right? Maybe? I don't know. Maybe we've switched to... on cold days, we use solar-powered buses. They can't start up until about 7.
Yeah, they can't drive until the sun is out.
Until the sun's going up high in the
sky. That must be it, yeah.
That's it. Solar.
Or yours is just a plan to, you know, make your parents late for work.
Yeah. Man, I know so many people
that have,
yeah, they're like, I got to do my job, and the kids are just running around the house. And, yeah, it's just crazy.
Or a lot of people, you know, that work here at the radio station say, oh, yeah, my son had to go on sales calls with me.
All day.
Yay. Yeah. And he loved it. He just loved it.
The kids were just, oh, they begged me, when can we do this again?
Yeah, but like we always say, you know, if you don't like the weather in Tennessee, wait a few minutes. It's going to be in the 30s today, and by Tuesday, they say we'll be up in the upper 60s.
So all right.
Our next fake spring is on the way. Don't worry, you guys.
Hope.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning, ready to play Gender Wars now. It's always fun when people who know each other play the game, because it gets more personal that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the ladies in the audience, we have Hannah in Nashville. Hey, Hannah.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. And for the guys, we have LJ, also in Nashville. Hey, LJ.
Hey.
All right. Hey.
Welcome to the show.
We have a get acquainted question for you to limber up with.
Yeah, we'll start with Hannah. Hannah, tell us something that you're hilariously bad at.
Oh, gosh. Probably singing.
Okay. Singing? Okay.
I feel you there. It's me too. What about LJ? Is something you're hilariously bad at?
Paying attention.
Paying attention. I like there was a slight pause before you said that. Too. Like, yeah. Paying attention.
Oh, sorry, were you talking to me? Well, hopefully you'll be paying attention as the questions start flying for real.
All right, here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you still have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent, but they could run away laughing with your point. Here we go. Hannah, are the Blue Devils the sports teams from Clemson, Florida, or Duke University?
Duke.
Duke.
That is correct.
Right.
Yes. Start.
One on the point for the girls. All right, LJ. Paprika is a spice. Is it a shade of red, yellow, or green?
Red.
Red.
Wow, dang. Wow.
There you go.
That's right. Deep red, just like your voice.
Deep red. All right, Hannah, what was the name of the movie where Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly played stepbrothers?
Stepbrothers.
You didn't go for the trick.
For a second, I was like, wait, what was the question?
All right, good job.
It's kind of a gift.
Okay, LJ, A Spoonful of Sugar is a song from what Disney musical? The giggle in the background.
I think we're out of time.
Oh, screw.
Oh, you're going to use a screw? Okay. All right.
He said screw, bruh.
All right. The question goes to you, Hannah.
A Spoonful of Sugar is a song from what Disney musical?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Oh!
Screw okay. Worked against you, LJ. There's no way that you could come back now because you've just gifted her the victory. Hooray for Hannah.
Yay.
Girl power. Two wins in a row for the girls.
There you go.
Nice streak going. LJ, don't know if you were paying attention. Don't even know if you're hearing me now.
Yeah.
But it was a pleasure having you. And Hannah, you're getting a certificate of bragification along with some tickets to go to the Nashville convention for it's the
Celebrity Comic-Con.
Yeah. A lot of season there.
Yeah, it's going to be at the fairgrounds. You'll get autographs and have a lot of fun. Welcome, Friday. We thought it would never get here, but it finally has.
The longest week in Nashville history.
It really
that's
was.
Been documented by scientists at Vanderbilt University. Go check.
Yeah. Supposed to actually get up above freezing today and even as we head into our next fake spring coming up next week.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
I've been spending the time hibernating in the cold weather watching Peacock, which I didn't have. I subscribed to for the SNL, like
the 50th
anniversary
show,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, which was good.
Which is really good. I've been like just checking out like all the specials and some of the documentaries and stuff. And I just discovered this, that I can now go back and watch pretty much any episode of Saturday Night Live. And back in 1989, I went to the show. I was there for the rehearsal that they do. Like before they do the live show at our time, 10:30, 11:30
right.
Eastern.
Right.
They do a rehearsal show a couple hours earlier, about 8 o'clock. And got to watch that show where they get through everything as a rehearsal. They do all the musical guests and they do the sketches and stuff.
So it's pretty much the show.
It is the show.
It's just for practice.
But it was kind of neat because if they did a sketch that nobody laughed at and just didn't work.
Yeah, they would cut it for the live show.
They'd drop it.
Ah.
Yeah, America would never see it.
Huh.
Which is kind of, there was one, I remember one sketch with Michael Myers doing, being a hockey play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
And while I play hockey and I love hockey, it was one of those things like, oh, I loved it, but I don't think America would have enjoyed it because they didn't
Right. It was a little. It was a little into
a little inside
baseball.
Yeah. Exactly. It was great. In fact, I got souvenirs from it that I picked up off the floor.
Yeah.
I think actor James Woods was the guest host, and Don Henley was the musical guest.
Oh, that's cool.
It was pretty cool.
So you can go back and watch that on Peacock now.
I can go back and watch it
and
listen for my laugh. Usually, if I've ever been on something that's like a national television or record, I've been to concerts where they're, oh, we're recording this for a concert movie.
Uh-huh.
I will, like, in a quiet moment, do like a weird cough
just
to see if it ends up on the, you know, end of, you know, if they don't, like, mute it.
When there's a quiet moment, you're going,
exactly. I'm like, that's me.
That'll be fun to watch. Yes. There's supposed to be something after that, wasn't there? Totally Nashville. We are ready for it.
People did hear me playing
that was
drums
it.
On our Eurostone counters here.
Yes, the acoustics are amazing. Hey, it's time for a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should.
It's kind of a cool story of an amazing reunion. 64 years ago, a woman named Barbara saw a toddler at the bottom of a swimming pool
in
1961. And she jumped in and saved him. A little kid named Ben, who was 2 years old at the time. Now he's 66. And they had a reunion.
Oh,
they got
wow.
to see each other for the first time in 64 years.
Hello, young man.
So nice to see you again.
Been a long time.
Ended up in the pool.
It's a mystery what prompted me to go where I did go. Scary, frightening.
Nobody really knew how long that I had...
had been down there. She had me give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and it worked.
When I really think of it, I just think hand of God. He made sure that I made it for some reason.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Saved his life 64 years ago when they finally got back together. She was 94 and he's 66.
That's incredible. Wow.
There you go. There is a Woody and Jim mood boost on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Thanks to everybody who came out to Boomba's Pizza and Tap Room in East Nashville last night to learn and fantasize about our trip to Italy in October.
And not just fantasize, but actually take the steps to getting your bucket list trip to Italy to go see Rome and the Amalfi Coast and fields of lemon trees and
it's really
ruins
beautiful.
That are thousands of years old. Just amazing stuff.
It is a bucket list vacation, and you can find out all about it by going to totallyhitsnashville.com, and you get all the details right there. We'll be doing another get-together out there pretty soon.
Yeah, in a few weeks when things have hopefully warmed up a little bit,
right, where people aren't afraid to leave their home.
Yeah, I know. One of the people that has left their home is, you notice that Gina's not on the air today.
Yeah, yesterday she was talking about, of course, her dog, Bo, who they're fostering. And going to take out to Seattle.
Right, for
family
a relative.
Member. Yeah. And she was talking yesterday about the dog having a, like raccoon tail in its mouth and her worried about the dog getting sick before their trip. And on the way back from Boomba's last night, we get a text from Gina saying, we can't go to Seattle yet because there's an embargo on pets in airplanes when it's so cold.
Okay. So apparently it's not as climate controlled as we thought.
Right. We thought it's a little warmer, I'm sure, but probably not, and they don't want to be held responsible for a frozen dog.
Right.
So they couldn't leave last night after waiting at the airport forever.
Yeah. And this is the second time this trip has been canceled because it was supposed to happen around Christmas.
Right. But there was sickness.
And they were both sick.
Yeah.
And they couldn't go.
So.
And now they tried to do this and they couldn't go. They said, yes, the federal regulations say that Bo, the foster dog, cannot fly until Saturday.
Right. So they have a volunteer from their family coming out here to pick up the dog and go back to Seattle on Saturday. And, Gina and her husband are on the way to Seattle now.
Right. They want to go back and see her family.
As they continue their super cursed trip to the West Coast.
They have tried over and over and over.
Yeah.
So they may be in the air right now.
Yeah.
Or if things keep going as scheduled, something happened and they could go again.
Yeah, they took off, and then they're still circling B&A right now.
Poor Gina.
Yeah.
Say a prayer for her. Hold your fingers.
Three things you want to know for your Friday morning.
Love this. Share to me from a listener. Two owls that live in Miami became stowaways on a Caribbean cruise line.
Really?
And, yeah, Royal Caribbean. They got on the cruise ship in Miami, and apparently this one, this ship, the Allure of the Seas, has like a fake Central Park on these ships. You know how amazing these ships are
I
now.
Know, yeah. They have habit trails and water slides and all kinds of stuff,
malls,
golf courses.
So this one happens to have like a fake park. The two owls, which are endangered, flew over and kind of like took up residence there in the park while they were at the dock. And then they set sail to Spain, and they realized, oh, look at these owls. And all the passengers were loving them and taking pictures of them.
Wow.
But the owls, you know, they can't live on the boat forever.
Yeah.
You know, but they did. They were able to kind of capture them for their own safety and hold them until they got to Spain, where they could give them to people that could take care of them and set them free or whatever. But in the meantime, they lived like kings on the cruise, where they were fed steak.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're meat eaters.
Yeah, they are. Know? Yeah,
they so,
are.
Yeah, they
rodents and stuff like that. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if they had to go to the big buffets.
That's right. Midnight buffet. Yeah, like the March of the Penguins. You have to go.
That's right. Two owls have taken a cruise before I have.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Steve Martin posted on Instagram a picture of Martin Short, his comedy partner, and also Maya Rudolph sharing a kiss during the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And he says, it's the COVID curse, because so many celebrities have come down with COVID since then. Posted their picture and said, they both have COVID now. I wonder how that happened. And they're like kissing.
The SNL COVID curse.
I know. Wow.
There's a lot of people in a small room.
No kidding.
So the guards in New York at prisons have gone out on strike.
Really?
So they've had to bring in National Guard members to come in and, you know, guard the prisoners.
Because nobody was watching them.
Yeah, which is not good, because they don't actually know what the job is. But I guess union officials are saying it's unsafe, and we have a lot of things that they're complaining about.
Huh.
So they walked off the job.
Wow. Who will be the new James Bond? We don't know, but we know who's going to decide who it's going to be.
Ooh.
Amazon. Apparently, they got the rights to the James Bond franchise. And so Jeff Bezos will probably get to pick whoever's going to be the new James Bond.
Oh, I bet you he casts himself.
No, he'd be the villain. He'd be the bald, evil billionaire who's trying to destroy the world.
We would put him in the villain spot, but he would put himself into the savior spot. He's part of like the tech bros that rule the world.
That's right. Yeah,
they think they're doing good stuff.
Yeah, yay for billionaires. Six guys who are running the whole world. I love that.
Think they're superheroes.
What you doing the rest of the weekend?
Let's see. Later today, I am getting together. Jen and I are going to meet up with the kids and probably hit up some place for dinner in Hermitage. Anybody have any suggestions?
Okay.
We're looking for them. You hit me up on social at Jim Chandler Now.
Very cool.
And then Sunday afternoon, my rec league hockey team, the Mighty Drunks, we have a playoff game. First game of the playoffs.
Woo!
At Fort Ice in Antioch.
Nice.
And cool. Mention my name, and you can get seats on the glass for free to come in and watch. It's 3 o'clock.
Mm. Only if you mention Jim.
Only if you mention my name will they let you in and get those great seats.
Yes.
You'll have to fight the four people usually watch our games.
You must be in the front row.
What are you doing this weekend, Woody?
It's going to be the first weekend where it's supposed to be kind of nice, and also nobody in the house is sick.
Yay!
You know, knock wood.
Right.
But, you know, my car title of the new car I bought is available now for me to pick it up.
So it'll be officially yours.
Yes. So I officially, as soon as I pick up the title, I'm expecting it to fall apart immediately, because that's what cars do.
It just falls into a sinkhole, hit by lightning, something like that.
Y'all have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a Woody and Jim joke-off. But there'll be good stuff too.